This is Dr. Mejia, the temporary patient Adrian Gordon, medical records 136865, Delaware 224, 1968. Referring physician, it's Dr. Aldik Jumana, J-U-M-A-N-A. Aldik is A-L-D-E-E-K. Procedure performed, colonoscopy and AGD, secondary procedure, biopsies. Date of the procedure, June 3rd, 2022. Indication, dysphagia, family history, colon cancer, histroesophageal ulcer, post-esophageal diagnosis, impression, one, fundus in the polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number two, esophageal ulcer, number three, hiatal hernia, number four, gastritis, number five, internal hemorrhage, next number, tortuous colon, next number, suboptimal preparation, Also next number diverticulosis, coli, paragraph. Deform sessions, second portion of the duodenum for the AGD, second for the colonoscopy, complications, non-immediate medication, aspirin, more anesthesia care, paragraph. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes, preparation was suboptimal, paragraph. Findings, CGD findings, otopharynx, apianoma, paragraph, esophagus, this is motor size, hiatal hernia present, paragraph, there is erythema, erosions, and clean base ulcer in distal esophagus, biopsy taken, paragraph, biopsy taken from mid and proximal esophagus, rural eosinophilic esophagitis, paragraph, stomach diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsy taken, this mild diffuse erythema in the antrum body, biopsy taken, right pylori, paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, appear normal. Pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings on a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, pure sigma descending colon, scattered reticulosis present, pure paragraph, spinoflexure, pure normal, no gross lesion seen in the sigma descending colon, either pure, spinoflexure, transverse colon, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph, hepatic flexure, descending colon, no gross lesion seen, pure cecum, no gross lesion seen, pure liquid, and some solid stool residue present throughout the colon. Colon was tortuous, period, paragraph. Examination because of suboptimal peer, smaller flat lesions could have been missed, peer paragraph. Recommendations, one, for pathology reports, number two, three, inflammation, number three, avoid NSAIDs, number four, monitor clinic, number five, we'll start patient on protonic 12 milligrams twice a day. Next number, patient need a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to evaluate for esophageal ulcer healing. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, five, supplementation. Next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, given the suboptimal preparation during this exam.